Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I like it when you sing like you mean it and you want to be ready. And that is supposed to be an indication that you're preparing yourself and getting ready for that time when the sweet by and by, when Jesus comes to call all those saints that have done our best to live according to his word. Making ourselves ready and preparing for that great getting up morning. I think that we ought to do our best to sing what we mean. You know, we know that we ought to say what we mean. But sometimes we sing things that are not correct, things that we don't really mean. I want to say thanks for the invitation to come and to be with you on this morning and next service, and it was just a great honor to accept the invitation from Brother Gary and the brethren, Brother Leroy, who called and invited me to come. My wife is with me. He said that I was going to tell you all about her, but I'm not going to tell all about her. But I will tell you that we've been married not 45, 38 years, going on 39 in October. And there have been some good times, and there have been some times when we didn't think they were so good. But through thick and thin, we are still together. And I've been looking and scanning the audience. I don't know where she's sitting. Where are you, Sister Lemma? Where are you, Sister? Oh, there she hiding behind Brother Spriggs right over here. All right. Again, we just are grateful to be here. I know I'm on sort of a time limit, but I just want to say a couple of things Brother Leroy talked about when he was not in his prime for God. Leroy had this go-get-em attitude. He still has it. But the Spirit of God has slowed down a whole lot of that aggressiveness. It has slowed him down a whole lot. I ain't got time to tell you all the stuff, but I want to tell you this. Leroy talked about how his attitude was when he was first added to the church. And he was not aware that he had to start changing some things, putting off the old man. Let the old man go and be renewed. And he was not aware that the renewing was supposed to be taking place and not going back to that old man. And I remember several occasions Leroy, that aggressive, would come up and Leroy would say, "You want to go outside? Come on, we can go outside." You know, he's always been a big, robust kind of buffing, and he'd invite him outside. I said, "Leroy, you going to get enough of inviting folk outside? You going to get enough of that?" So he slowed that down because he listened to me, and I just appreciate him as a friend, and I wouldn't want to replace him with anybody else. He is a very, very loyal and close friend of mine. Now, be finding the scripture text was read and you're hearing from Matthew chapter 11. I want to thank Brother Gary also for the confidence to invite us to come and to be a part of these services on today. In chapter 11, in verse number 27, Jesus says, "All things have been delivered to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son. And the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him." And then Jesus said in verse 28, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Anybody tired this morning? take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I believe that when you read scripture in a certain way, it brings on a better inspiration to you. See, you can just read and call words, but when you read really and emphasize what Jesus is saying here, come unto me. If you're tired, come unto me, and I will give you the rest that you need. My yoke is easy, and the burden is light. I want to talk from a subject this morning, handling what handles you. As you hear that subject, you perhaps can ponder on what is handling me that I'm not able to handle. There are some things in the world that really takes us in a whirlwind, and it handles us any kind of way that it wants to, because we sometimes are not as strong in the Lord as we ought to be. And therefore, Satan has a way of slipping into our lives and taking control and just handle us any kind of way that he chooses to do. When we look at this text today, it accurately depicts an invitation of Jesus to all men to come unto him. There are those that don't know about Jesus and the calling to salvation. And there are those that are toiling in distress. And there are those that are burdened down with so many burdens and know not what to do with it, because they are not aware that Jesus is calling folk that are weary and heavy laden to come unto him. With a little bit of unpacking this morning of this text, it should bring strength. It is my hope that it will bring strength to the weak and comfort to those who are burdened. And oftentimes, you can always look at a person and tell that they have a problem, that they have a burden, because we know how to camouflage. We know how to make it look like what we want it to look like, hiding what's really there inside of us. The text this morning centers around the legalistic burdens that were laid upon the Jews by the scribes and the Pharisees. And Jesus spoke of these burdens in Matthew chapter 23 and verse number 4. Jesus talked as he said, "They bind heavy burdens hard to bear, and they lay them on men's shoulders." In other words, the scribes were guilty of laying burdens out, making folk do things that they themselves were not really willing to do. And here's the thing. These scribes and Pharisees wouldn't even follow the burdens that they laid on other men. I tell you, they were like those folk that will always tell you what ought to be done, but they are not willing to do it themselves. It's like that old phrase we use as what I do, but do as I say. And sometimes, folk, your burdens will handle you. Sometimes people will bring burdens and lay them on your lap. Sometimes you can be tending your own business. You could be even in a connection with God, and somebody will come about and try to lay something on you that has nothing to do with you. We have to learn to not let folk just come and lay stuff on us that we don't need. Because if you're really honest and sincere, all of us are dealing with something. Amen. Some folk are just angry, and they act like they don't know that they're angry and hard to get along with, but they won't even deal with what's really handling them. But today I want to offer two things. And the lesson will be yours. When your burdens start to handle you, you need to learn to transfer your burdens to the right person. There is a right person that you can transfer. And in other words, send it somewhere else. Don't try to do it by yourself. And number two, take your burdens to the right place. There's a right place and there is a wrong place. Take your burdens to the right person and take them to the right place. See, oftentimes, many times, some burdens are harder than other burdens. Some folk have heavier burdens, and some have less burdensome things in their life. Now, if you just think about it, you have something that is handling you right this moment. That's why you ought to be here. That's why you ought to be here to praise God that God has given you grace and mercy to continue on to try to do those things that are right and to stay close to Him. It is in the context of heavy burden lifting that Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you the rest that you need." In this story, in this text, the Jews were searching diligently for God, and the Jews thought that if they could do everything the Jewish leaders commanded them to do, that they would be able to find God. But God is not hidden anywhere. God is right where He's always been. And all we have to do is go where He is and where He's always been. Because God is not hiding from us. It is us that are hiding ourselves and moving ourselves from the spectrum. Jesus said, if you want to find God, and if you want to know God, you must come unto me. Now, there are folk that can tell you about God, but you won't know about God until you have a closer walk with Him. Amen. Jesus knew that they, like we are, were weak. Somebody is weak this morning. Some of us are weak to our burdens, the things that are handling us. Jesus knew that they, like we, were burdened. He knew that they, like we, were exhausted so much, and so He offered them what they needed the most was Himself. You see, people don't know always that they need Jesus in their life. Aren't you glad that you have Jesus in your life? Oh, I know it should have been a more hallelujah praise than that. Aren't you glad that you have Jesus in your life? And I know it. I am certainly glad because I have been church related for, y'all thought I was going to tell my age, didn't you? For a long time. And I'm so glad to know him. I'm so glad to be in his church, his body. Because when you know Jesus, the burdens will become lighter. We have to take our burdens to the right place. Anybody got any friends? I got a friend. I got several friends. The baby over there raised her hand. Somebody got some friends. But do you know that friends are not always the best place to take your burdens? Sometimes friends are not the best one to take your burdens and lay them there. Because everybody doesn't know what to do with burdens, especially when we are already loaded down with our own. Y'all remember that Job tried to tell his friends about his burden? Y'all remember that God had allowed Satan to do some things, and Job wasn't even aware that God had allowed it to happen? And here Job was being tested. Job was burdened down with a lot of things that many of us would fall to pieces under that distress. He lost all of his cattle, all of his livelihood. He lost all of his children. It's enough burden to lose one child, but he lost all of his children. He lost everything. And then even his wife told him, "Why do you still fool around with God?" That's in essence what she was saying. Why don't you just look at the writing on the wall, curse him, and die? Can you imagine how Job must have felt? I try to imagine how I would feel. Because oftentimes, you know, when your wife offers you a suggestion, sometimes you do well to listen to what she's suggesting to you. Well, they're not always right, but sometimes you do well to just listen to what your wife suggests to you. But every time that happens, you ought not let your wife's influence over God's influence. Job knew as he was close to God that God would not just let him down like that. There must be a reason for all of this happening as it's been happening. That's what it's meant by take burdens to the right person. Jesus says, "Come unto me." Job found out that his friends were not the right people to take a burden to. Job 13, verse number 4. The text says, "I will give you rest. Come unto me with your burdens. Learn of me. And then you'll get the rest." The text is saying that with Jesus comes the rest. Jesus tells these burdens, Christian, that I'm here to relieve you of your burdens. Too many people carry burdens too long. Do you know a grudge is a burden? Some folk are just grudge bearers. Just carry a grudge from now on. Have you ever heard of people that take a grudge so far and you ask them, "What is this really all about?" And they can't even remember what it is they're upset about. Y'all are laughing, but I know I'm in somebody's area. Jesus wants us to experience a life of joy. rather than a life of burdens. We have to take it to the right person, number one. And then you have to transfer your burden to the right place. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. Why, Jesus? Why should I take your yoke? Jesus said, because it's easy. The word easy comes and carries the meaning of well-fitting. In those days, the carpenters would build the yoke for oxen. They would build it so that it would fit the oxen well. When the yoke was placed on the oxen, it was placed so that they could work diligently together. See, whenever you're yoked with somebody or with something, it means that there needs to be communion. There needs to be agreement. There needs to be a reason that we are working together. And everybody that's yoked to work together are not necessarily fitted correctly. Hello? You ever been fitted with somebody that you say, I just can't work with you? And whenever that has happened, it's better to just get away from or unyoke yourself and get with someone or something that fits better than the one that will cause you to get off track. If Jesus is giving us his yoke, he's saying in essence that I want to hook up with you in your life. If you hook up with me, things will be a lot easier. And a lot of times folk hear that and they don't believe that nothing will be easier because I know how to do what I need to do. But Jesus said, I know a better way, but all you need to do is drop your yoke and take my yoke because it's easy. When you really hear the concept of what that's saying, that it means that Jesus said, when you take my yoke, I'm going to share the burden. See, your friends are not going to always stick with you and share your burden because they get tired of you and they will let you go. But Jesus will get right up under the load, so to speak, and he'll make it lighter on your side while he carries the most of the burden. That's why he said it's easy. All we need to do is hook up. Do you know that one of the oxen outworks the other, but they still work good together? Why? Because the yoke is fitted for them to work well together. Jesus can handle what handles you. When you're yoked with Jesus, I want us to understand that when Jesus carries your burden, mountains are easier to climb. Somebody got a mountain that you look at and you say, I don't know how I'll be able to overcome this mountain in my life. But with Jesus, when you're hooked up with Jesus, the mountain becomes easier to climb. When you're hooked up with Jesus, valleys are easier to pass through. Because everybody's going to have some mountains and everybody's going to have some valleys. Somebody is in a valley right this morning. And you don't seem to know perhaps how to get out of the valley. Jesus said, hook up with me. And I will give you the rest and help you out of the valleys. When you're hooked up with Jesus, crosses are easier to bear. We bear crosses all the time. And every time that we deny ourselves for Jesus, it's bearing a cross. Bearing his cross. I want to stick this one on you. When you're hooked up with Jesus, enemies are easier to forgive. When you're hooked up with Jesus, enemies are easier to love. Yeah. Now, don't you sit up and act like I don't have no enemies. You might not know about it. But we all, many of us have some enemies. We got some folk that just don't like us just because. Almost for no reason. They just don't like. And if I turn this thing around, some of you just don't like somebody just because. Hello? Now don't think it's just one-sided. Enemies become easier to forgive. Oh, I wish I could stop right there. When you hook up with Jesus, praise becomes easier to offer to God. See, when you know Jesus, you don't have any problem praising God, praising his son, Jesus. When you're hooked up with Jesus, you don't have a problem getting up early in the morning to come to 8 o'clock. Man, I struggled this morning trying to get up for this. Y'all are used to it, and I love to praise God, but I struggle, Brother Spriggs, this morning to get up this early because I'm not used to it. But listen, when you love God, it doesn't matter what it takes to put yourself in place to offer praise for him, because it's easier to do it when you know him. Life gets easier when you're hooked up with Jesus. But something had to happen for this hookup to become a reality. Jesus had to be hung up for our hang-ups in order for us to have the hookup. Y'all missed that, didn't you? Jesus had to be hung up on the cross for our hang-up because of all of our fallacies in order for us to have the hookup of salvation. Man, that's something that's praiseworthy right there. And if you're burdened, Jesus has the hookup that you need. If you're burdened, Jesus got the hookup. If you're weak, Jesus has the hookup. Somebody is weak this morning and there has a problem, has a burden that you don't know what to do with it. Do what Jesus said. Come unto me. Sometimes folk take the idea that this is only talking to those that are lost. But there are some seemingly lost right in the church. You are weak. Jesus has the hookup. If you're weary, Jesus has the hookup. If you're depressed, Jesus has the hookup. But Christians really don't have no business being depressed. Well, I guess ain't nobody depressed in here. Somebody should have said amen more than that. But there's some depression that is among us. Do y'all notice some folk acting strange? Peculiar? I don't mean that peculiar being chosen. I'm talking about peculiar. Different. Depression is very serious. Boy, I'm running out of time fast. There are some folk that are struggling with some things. Depression has a way of telling you or convincing you that you're not worthy, that you're worth nothing, that you don't mean anything to anybody. And what that does is takes you to the edge of taking your own life. Handling what handles you. When you got a burden of depression, and especially if you are aware that it's depression, you ought to do something with that. Amen. Take it to the right person. Hook up with Jesus. Amen. Take it to the right place. Because Jesus said, take your burden, bring your burden to me and leave them there. Some folk don't want to leave the burden. You know, you can get used to having a burden, and it's just there. You start to get so comfortable with it, you don't even feel the burden. You don't even feel the weight that so easily sometimes besets you. But Jesus said you don't have to carry the burden all by yourself. If you're so depressed, Jesus has the hookup. If you're sick, Jesus has the hookup. Don't let cancer, the sound of the word cancer, take you to your grave ahead of time. Because all cancer is not death. Take it to Jesus. You ever known, and I'm sure many of us have, known some folk that took that burden that I have cancer, and they came out of it in flying colors. Cancer was gone. You didn't do it. Had to be some help, a burden bearer. If you're lost this morning, Jesus has the hookup that you need. If you're broke this morning, you ought not be worried about that. Jesus has the hookup. First thing, you shouldn't have made all of them bills. And you wouldn't be so. You ought not be so impetuous, so easily tempted that everything come along. You got to be a part of it. You got to have it. You ready to spend some. My time. Do you know that every time you swipe a credit card, and I know something that he know I know that. Every time you swipe a credit card, you are borrowing some more burden. Because if you're honest, you got to pay it. And if you don't want to pay it, then don't swipe the card and don't make an extra burden on you. You have to spend money that you don't already have. If you're broke and can't pay attention, act like you're broke and can't pay attention. Just own it. I'm broke. Y'all liking that too much. Mm-mm. If you're lost this morning, you're in despair, Jesus has the way to get you out of the despair. If you just give it to Jesus, give it to Jesus, trust your burdens to Jesus, sometimes Jesus will remove your burden. See, everything we ask for, God doesn't always deliver on our time. But he's always on time. Sometimes he'll remove the burden that you asked for. In 1 Kings 17 and verse 7 through 16, if you read it, you'll see what we're talking about. I don't have time to give all of that to you. Sometimes he'll relieve your burden. Just make it disappear. And then you can give him the high praise. Nobody but Jesus did that. Anybody had one of those revelations? I know that it was nobody but Jesus that took care of this. And I'm so thankful for him. And do you know that you ought not always just use Jesus when you need him? You ought to always go to Jesus for everything and thank him for all that he's doing when things are well and when things don't seem so well. Listen, he'll remove them sometimes, he'll relieve them sometimes, and then sometimes he will give you rest in your burden. But y'all understand that? That's why you are in the middle of your burden. Jesus will give you the rest that you need. And I see it in a sense that he comes real close and he's right there lifting the heavy part of that burden right while I'm in the middle of it. See, Jesus won't always take your burden away, and he won't always take you out of the burden, but he'll rest with you in your burden. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 9 and following, where Paul had a thorn in his flesh. And it worried and bothered Paul so much that he asked God 3 times, please relieve me, take this burden away from me. And God said, no. My grace is sufficient enough for you to handle it. See, that's rest while you're in your burden. He still had the thorn, but God said, I ain't going to take it away from you because it's good for you, and you will not become big-headed. It was a time when Paul was dealing with those Jews and those false teachers. And they wanted Paul to start boasting. They wanted Paul to think about himself. And God knew that Paul was aware and remembered how it was that he was caught up in the third heaven, and he saw some things that were unmentionable. And Paul would and could have made them aware that I am the apostle who I say I am, but I don't have nothing to prove to nobody. And God knew that Paul could get big-headed. And he said, no, Satan is going to come. You got to buffet your body. And it's all going to be good for you. See, sometimes things are good. God does some good things for us that we think are not necessarily a good thing. My grace is sufficient for you. If you got a problem, if you got a hookup problem, if you got a problem that you cannot handle, you can come to Jesus, lay it before his feet, and Jesus will handle what handles you. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You can come to Jesus this morning, knowing and believing that he's a burden bearer. Not just because he is, but come believing what the word said, that he is the Son of God. Causing you to realize you need to do something about what you believe and repent. You need to make changes in your life, because if you want to give up the burden, that means that you're going to have to change your life. Repentance is what changes your life. Just quit doing some things that you already were guilty of doing. And then you must confess that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then be willing to be baptized in water for the removal or repentance of your sin. And then God will add you to the church. So you can't just join. You can't just add yourself. But God does the adding. And all that is required of you then, Brother Leroy, is to live right and quit cussing, quit evil for evil, quit dancing. You know, it's the thing about dancing. Some folks say all dancing ain't sin. Well, all drinking ain't necessarily sin, but how you gonna get drunk if you don't drink? I don't know why I went over into that. But sometimes we have a weird way of thinking and trying to compromise with God. There's no compromising. All you need to do is believe on Jesus. Repent of your sin. Confess Christ to be the Son of God. Be baptized. And God will take care of the rest. And all that's required of you is to live holy. Live the best life you can live. Until the time when Jesus comes to call us from labor to reward. If there's one in the audience this morning that wants to put on Christ, and you realize that you are guilty, distance, and sin from God, you want to make your life right, you want to give away the burden, get away those things that handle you, you need to come to Jesus this morning. I'm asking that you will respond in just a moment when we'll sing a song to invite you to come. And if there are those that are already in the Lord's church and you realize that you didn't know how to give away your burdens, how to give them up, you need to come and ask God to help you to do better. And not let folk just come bringing burdens and drop them on you. I don't know who you are and where you are, but if there's such in the audience, right now we ask that you come. We invite you to come as we stand and we sing.
There's a fountain free tears.